I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The leaders of North and South Korea have held a second surprise summit. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's the second meeting in a month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the border village of Panmunjom. Moon's office says the two leaders discussed the peace commitments they agreed to at that first summit a month ago and Kim's potential summit with President Trump next month. Trump abruptly called off that meeting this week, citing North Korea's tremendous anger and open hostility, only to soften his stance a day later, tweeting, "We're having very productive talks with North Korea about reinstating the summit, which, if it does happen, will likely remain in Singapore on the same date, June 12th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is laying out terms for Iran if it wants a smoother relationship with the U.S., in an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, the secretary said Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
Pompeo also elaborated on the U.S. demand for Iran to end threats to destroy Israel and other threatening behaviors. That's toward neighboring states. U.S. citizen Josh Holt is on his way back to the U.S. after being released from a Venezuelan jail. He'd been detained for 2 years without trial. The 26-year-old traveled there to marry a young woman he met online. Police arrested him after saying that he found an assault rifle and grenades during a raid, which he has denied. This is VOA News. An AP source says the Trump administration has cut a deal that would let a Chinese telecommunications giant stay in business. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A source familiar with the talks says ZTE will fire its management team, hire American compliance officers, and pay a fine in addition to the $1 billion it's already paid for violating U.S. sanctions by selling equipment to North Korea and Iran. In exchange, Washington will lift a ban that threatened to put the telecom giant out of business by keeping it from buying components from American companies. The president has said he promised his Chinese counterpart he'd try to help ZTE and save Chinese jobs. American intelligence agencies have warned ZTE's closely tied to the Beijing government, and its products could be used for spying. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based on the African continent are running into many obstacles. Perhaps the most frustrating are the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. The result, according to Western and African defense and intelligence officials, is a new type of higher-level terror operative willing to work for competing brand-name terror groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, sometimes simultaneously. Experts say that as a result, terror attacks can be harder to attribute, with successes at times possibly the result of help or planning for more than one group. The UN Children's Fund warns the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo threatens the health and well-being of children, and special care must be taken to help them survive. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillirac says schools are crucial for minimizing the risk of transmission among children.
UNICEF is scaling up prevention efforts in school across all the three affected health zones. This includes ongoing efforts to install hand-washing units in 277 schools and supporting awareness-raising activities reaching more than 13,000 children in Bandaka, Bikoro, and Iboko.
Previous outbreaks of Ebola in DRC and most recently in the horrific epidemic in West Africa have shown the high level of trauma experienced by children at the loss of family members.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced Friday that his country will formally become NATO's first Latin American global partner beginning next week. Colombia and NATO reached a partnership deal in May 2017 following the conclusion of the peace accord with FARC, which is now a political party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.